call to worship, the gospel reading, the epistle reading, all have a common theme that is tied to the second Sunday of Advent. And if you will, the overall idea is the root of our hope and unity. The Bethlehem candle was the one the ladies lighted, as well as the previous candle, with the theme of the prophecy of his coming. Not only the first coming, but also looking forward to the second coming. And the mood for this Sunday is, if you will, joyful expectation, hope, prophecy, the faithfulness of God's word. Obviously, God's word came true. All the scriptures that had to come true, the prophecies for the first coming, our God doesn't change. And so we can have hope in that second coming. And so the idea then, the characteristic of peace and preparation, is the banner. As we prepare for Christmas season, yes, but also in our lives, looking forward to that hope we have. And in the reading in Romans chapter 15, where Paul is writing about the unity, and in verse 12 of Romans 15, he mentions from Isaiah chapter 11, there shall be a root of Jesse who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. And he's referring back to Isaiah chapter 11, which we didn't read, but let me read a few verses of that as part of this Sunday as well. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And then goes on to talk about familiar passages about the wolf dwelling with the lamb, an established kingdom on earth, the second coming. And down in verse 10, that Paul was quoting, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people. For the Gentiles, the nations shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. And so talking about the arrival of Jesus at his first coming, but looking forward to his second coming, and Tammy and Debbie read some perfect scriptures. Job talking about, I know my Redeemer lives, and I look forward to a resurrection, yet future, to spend eternity with God. And then Mark, a snippet of the same, if you will, parallel passage of John the Baptist preparing the way. And he talked about one who was coming that he was not willing, worthy to even untie his shoes, but that Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah, Emmanuel, would baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire, the choice set before us when truth has entered the world. And then in Matthew 25, the Olivet Discourse, watch, prepare, for the day is coming. We don't know the day or the hour of that second coming. And so that root is, of course, the advent of Christ. But then the hope, as Romans 15:4 says, for whatever things were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Folks, I hope God's Word gives you hope. It sure does me, and I just appreciate a church family that we study God's Word together. Because if I didn't think there was power in the Word or truth, and indeed the quotes that Paul, good former Pharisee that knew his Bible, right, the Old Testament, but he quotes from the Law, the Prophets, the Writing, all three major sections he quotes from in that section in Romans chapter 15, as he stands on God's word and that accurate prediction of the first coming. And indeed, God's word gives us the whole storyline from creation to fall to the advent of Christ to salvation for us to that hope of his second coming. From garden to garden, you might say, from the Garden of Eden to the garden in paradise, or from dust to glory, that we created as dust in the image of God, and the fall and the nature of sin, but yet what God has done for us. And in Romans, the last verse that we read in Romans 15, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so God's Holy Spirit, the joy, the hope, the peace that this time of year we of all people ought to recognize. And so do we recognize the prophecies that came true and appreciate the first Advent? Well, that's what Christmas is ultimately all about. But because God is faithful and immutable, he doesn't change, and his word is true, folks, we have a hope for the future. We live in a world that doesn't have much hope. You see the darkness, you know, turn on the news. But this time of year ought to give us ultimate hope. But then also, because in Romans 15, Paul is talking about unity between Jews and Gentiles in that local church in Rome. And if you can get Jews and Gentiles together, you can get community fellowship of Christians together. But the idea of unity, where he says in verse 7 there, receive one another just as Christ has received us to the glory of God. I'm preaching to the choir. You folks, bless my heart when we do a pretty good job of getting along. But the idea of receiving one another as Christians just as Christ received us. We're sinners, and Christ died on behalf of sinners. Who are we not to receive one another? And it tied to the glory of God, glorifying God with one mind and one mouth, he said a verse earlier, as one body. And as Christ's example, back up in verse 3, we did read that, because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you, God, have fallen on me. Ultimately talking about Christ. What Jesus, God the Son, the Word incarnate, went through for his church, folks. That's the unity we can have in Christ. As one of my professors, in fact, took Romans with him, through the good news of Jesus Christ, God is both transforming individuals, folks, we are new creatures in Christ, and forming a community. Christ's body, the body of Christ worldwide, but also this local body of believers. And once again, I just providentially, what a great name for a local church family. Community, unity, community. Community fellowship of Christians. What a privilege to be part of this church family. And the unity we have and the hope we have because of the root, Jesus Christ. And then there's that warning from Matthew chapter 3 that the choice was John the Baptist. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The idea of things are different now that Jesus has come. Prepare the way of the Lord. And your choices are baptized with the Holy Spirit, that salvation that puts us into the body of Christ, but his winnowing fan in judgment. And so the hope we have, but the fact that a world in sin and darkness, there will be many who reject, obviously, the Messiah. Judgment is coming. Are we prepared for that? In those last few verses of Psalm 72, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. For the glory of God alone. What a special time of year. And we have a special Savior, don't we? Hope, unity, because of the root of Jesse, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. And those things that are written, Scripture, that give us comfort and hope. Thank you. That we can take, be assured, because of what you have done, your faithfulness in the past, we look forward to what you are doing in the future. May we bring glory to your name, one mind, one voice, as a local church, yes, but with brothers and sisters, the body of Christ around the globe. May we bring that message of hope and unity and joy and peace to a world that is in desperate need of that. Thank you that we can do this with the power of the Holy Spirit, and in Christ's name and for his glory. Amen.